says.
False Christianity, false Jesus, worldly music, corrupt gospels, worldly people, compromised Christianity, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. How else you want me to surmise it for you?
Well, that's every group that's ever existed.
I picked what?
That's every group that's ever existed.
Really? Now, don't point to ours. That's not our group. We belong to Christ. You just said including ours.
You said worldly music.
Worldly music.
Yeah, what music do you do?
We don't listen to any music.
You don't have any music?
No. We would sing with our lips as it's ordained in the New Testament.
Right.
Instruments were in the Old Testament. Were done in the Old Testament.
So worldly means instruments.
Carnal, fleshly, lights and smoke, dancing around, fleshly. And Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. So if you live for this fleshly stuff, you cannot please God. Jesus said, worship me in spirit and truth. John 4:24. This is far from the spirit of God. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm here to preach. What do you want me to do? Listen to a guy that promotes worldly wicked ways?
No, I'd like to find out about your worldly wicked ways.
You can look it all up on the internet. Look up what I teach. You crumpled it all up.
Singing is a fleshly thing. It comes out fleshly.
But God ordained it that way, not this. Smoke, lights, harlots, harlot-dressed women on stage.
Well, I agree.
John Cooper is a corrupt... compromise the leader of Skillet.
Okay,
look at him, tattooed, covered. They don't even teach you how to dress your temple.
I know.
They don't even teach you how to come out of pagan holidays. They don't even teach you to come out of corrupt politics.
How does this even happen? How do you get out of that stuff?
You repent. Yes. Seek the kingdom of God while it may be found.
Okay.
Right? So, did you know that?
So what do you mean?
I won't listen. You're standing here still talking to me.
No, you're not listening.
Do you want me to listen to your false ways? I don't listen to false ways. Can you preach the word of God to me? Preach the word of Hughes first. Preach the word of God to me. We're listening.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And there you go. And then
that's it? That's how I make it to heaven? Just believe.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Did Jesus say in Luke 13:3, repent?
Of course.
Lest you perish. You didn't say repent.
Doesn't matter.
So Jesus' words don't matter.
What?
Jesus said believe and repent. Do you have to be born again? You didn't mention that. Jesus said in John 3, you must be born again.
Yeah, how are you born again?
By the Spirit of God.
Yeah, by repenting, believing the God.
You didn't mention repentance. So faith, repentance, be born again. But what's repentance? It's leaving the world and man-made religion, not living in it.
Repentance is changing your mind.
And changing your ways.
No, changing your mind.
Changing your ways. Jesus said, why do you say you love me, but you don't keep my commandments?
Exactly.
That proves you got to change your ways, sir.
No, that proves you need
you don't keep your commandments of God in your mind. You keep them with your life. I'm not listening to you. All you're doing is spewing lies and incomplete gospels.
So,
by the way, are you a preacher? Preach for us. Come on, preach for us.
Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. That's right. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't come to Christ unless you repent. Of course, that's part of it. But believe in Jesus. You're not saved by repenting. You're not saved by not getting a tattoo. You're saved by believing in Jesus, who then changes you.
Repentance is not doing all those things.
Yes,
so can a practicing sodomite believe in Jesus and go to heaven?
Oh, no, they need to repent like everybody else.
Really? So a tattooed covered guy, should he have to repent?
Yeah.
Then go tell Skillet to repent.
Wait, I'm telling you to repent.
What's my sin?
My sin is trying to speak for God, confusing the law and the gospel, confusing the Jesus Christ.
Jesus said have faith and believe. Jesus said repent. Jesus said be born again. Jesus said obey in holiness and obedience. Jesus said endure.
So
that's the gospel. That's the gospel. I preach Jesus and Paul's word. I don't preach your word.
You save obedience. You're saved by obedience.
No, you're not saved by obedience. Obedience backs up your saving faith.
Oh, wait. Stop. It's your what? Saving faith.
Yep. Without works, you don't have a saving faith. Because then you're a wicked sinner, and God hates you.
It's a fruit.
Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked.
Fruit.
If you live in sin, you're wicked. God hates you.
Fruit.
Yep.
Fruit.
Jesus said you'll know a tree by their fruit. Look at the fruit of this place. Harlotry and worldliness. And look at you preaching with your head covered. What does the Bible say about that?
Well, it says that I'm in the sun. No way does it say that you can be,
1 Corinthians 11 says a man's head should be uncovered.
What is the context?
All right.
It says in a context there, in church service.
Really, where people are gathered, isn't Jesus saying, I'm here with you?
He does.
Now you got the church mindset mind. Yeah, that's what's going on here.
No.
See, my website refutes everything you're saying. If you don't want to look it up, that's fine. But you just gave an incomplete gospel, and when I changed it and I corrected it to God's word, I changed it to match God's word. I changed your gospel to match God's word. Sir, can I help you?
I just want to ask what your guys' name.
My name is Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. Thank you. We love you.
They're at church. Yes.
Hey, Jesus said where two or more are gathered. You don't know what you're talking about.
What is this?
Where
two or more gathered, there's what?
Sorry.
The church. So if you guys are two or more, you're lying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Walk on, man, with an incomplete false gospel. We love you. Test yourself to the word of God. You are not saved by faith alone. Faith only. That's what he just taught. Just believe in Jesus and you'll be saved. Though the Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. The Bible says you must place your faith in this risen Savior, his shed blood. Then the Bible says, repent and turn from your sin. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Holiness and obedience is the fruit that you're born of God. Walking in his word, his ways, not churchianity. And then you must endure in a saving faith, walking in holiness and obedience. Not this corrupt Christianity. Not worldly wicked ways like skillet and false modern music. That's the biblical gospel to eternal life. Loving our neighbor. Lifting up biblical Jesus today.